From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria's contested rebel-held eastern Ghouta region, near Damascus, hundreds are reported dead in 48 hours of heavy bombardment by government forces. The situation, UN envoy Stefan de Mistura likened to the tragedy that unfolded in the northern city Aleppo.
I fear we are going to have, apart from the fact that Aleppo had by far more history, but eastern Ghouta has got by far more people. We are looking in front of us at an increasing tragedy.
In Washington, U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert expressed deep concern over the escalating attacks. She called the regime siege and starve tactic.
We call on all parties to commit to the unconditional de-escalation of violence. Russia must end its support of the Assad regime and its allies. They're responsible for the attacks, for the dire humanitarian situation in East Ghouta, and for the horrendous civilian death toll.
She said the U.S. supports a month-long cessation of hostilities. To the northwest, pro-regime fighters appear to have entered the fight in northwest Afrin on the side of Kurds against the Turks. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the Shia fighters were forced back by shelling. Turkey intervened in January against YPG Kurdish fighters, if used as a security threat. Thousands paid their final tributes to the late Zimbabwean opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai, who died last week of cancer. At age 65, his son Edwin was among those delivering a eulogy.
My father was full of love. My father was humble. My father was a true leader. I want to say farewell, Dad. Farewell, my hero. Your legacy will live and will never die.
Also in attendance was the Zimbabwean vice president, along with U.S. and European diplomats. This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, addressing the UN Security Council Tuesday, called for a new, broader Middle East peace process to replace U.S. mediation. He denounced the U.S. decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, calling it unlawful. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said the Palestinian leadership must choose between denunciations and punitive measures which don't help the Palestinian people.
Or you can choose to put aside your anger about the location of our embassy and move forward with us toward a negotiated compromise that holds great potential for improving the lives of the Palestinian people.
The Trump administration is preparing a new peace initiative. Last week, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the plan was fairly well advanced. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence was to meet with North Korean officials on the sidelines of the Winter Olympics, but Pyongyang canceled at the last minute. Pence's condemnation of its rights record scuppered the meeting. Go Myung-hyun, research fellow at the Seoul-based Asan Institute for Policy Studies, called it a missed opportunity.
I definitely think the South Korean government was very much open about its desire for the United States and North Korea to sit down together for the occasion of the Olympics and talk about denuclearization.
A Pence spokesman said had the meeting taken place, the vice president would have delivered an uncompromising message about denuclearization. Japan reports a suspected high seas violation of U.N. sanctions on North Korea. It said it spotted an apparent cargo transfer Friday between Chinese and North Korean vessels in the East China Sea. Latvia's central bank governor Ismārs Rimsevits has been blocked from carrying out his duties after refusing to resign over corruption allegations. Rimsevits, who also sits on the European Central Bank, was detained and questioned over the weekend about allegations he accepted a bribe. He insists he is not guilty. In the wake of last week's mass shooting at a Florida high school, President Donald Trump signaled his support for a ban on accessories that enable a rifle to shoot hundreds of rounds a minute and treat so-called bump stocks as machine guns. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the White House spokesperson.
I can tell you that the president supports not having the use of bump stocks, and that we expect further action on that in the coming days. He ordered the Department of Justice and the ATF to review the regulation of bump stocks. My understanding is that review has been completed and movement will take place on that shortly.
His proposal followed last week's killing of 17 people at a Parkland, Florida high school. A 19-year-old former student has been charged. At the Winter Olympic Games in South Korea, Italy's Sofia Goggia Wednesday won the women's downhill event, while Canada's Brady Lehman earned gold in the men's ski cross. And in men's ice hockey competition, the U.S. was eliminated from the Olympics altogether after falling to the Czech Republic 3-2. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah! My mind. voice of America.
Hello again, everybody out there. Welcome to the African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across this great continent of Africa coming to you. And today, our first stop is going to be the Democratic Republic of Congo, Pepe Kale in Zuke Zuke. And right after that, Woody T by Bicherme Takri of Cote d'Ivoire and Wodaje by Judith Tefera of Ethiopia. But first, Zuke Zuke by Pepe Kale of the Democratic Republic of Congo. By Judith Tefera of Ethiopia, and before that, Woody T by Bicherme Takri of Cote d'Ivoire, and at the top was Zuke Zuke by Pepe Kale of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Kanao Chechema, the beautiful song of Yvonne Chaka Chaka from South Africa, coming up next. And right after that, Tata Sira by Emi Koita of Mali, and Sweet Mother by Prince Nico Mbarga and the Rockefeller Jazz of Nigeria. I love this one, and it's being played specially for all the mothers out there. But I'll come back to that. Let's take it to the top right now with Kana Uchechema by Yvonne Chaka Chaka of South Africa.
Kana Uchechema, inozwa moyo wangu kuraziwa. Kana Uchechema. Inozwa moyo wangu uraziwa. My name wana Parere wakafamu sangu. Apo mumwe murume aripada muziko. Muzidari hodo. My name wana Warere watafamu sangu. Apo mumwe murumi aripada muziko. Muzidari hodo. Kana uchema. Inoto moyo wangu kuraziwa. Thank you.
mother, beautiful music. If you are sitting next to your mother right now, just turn around and give her a hug and say, Mama, I love you for all what you've done for me. This is especially to all the mothers out there. Here we go.
Make you no cry again. When I was asleep, my mother go pet me. She go lie me well for bed. She cover me cloth, say make you sleep.
African beats.
I see one.
Mother by Prince Nikom Barga and the Rockefeller Jazz, wonderful music from Nigeria. You can't stop loving this one. And right before that was Tata Sira by Emi Koita of Mali. And Kana Uche Chema, beautiful by Yvonne Chaka Chaka of South Africa. This is your super show, the African beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
The African beat. With music of Africa, from the Voice of America, we love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some emails. Right now, we take this one from Ola Bamidele in Nigeria. I am happy to send you this email, David. I am a fan of The Voice of America. I enjoy African beat a lot because I love listening to different brands of music and tunes around Africa. Yours faithfully, Ola Bamidele in Nigeria. Well, with that, let me take another email which says, I am enjoying your program via the internet, David, and I want you to play a nice piece of music for my listening pleasure. This is from Karuna Kantapal, 3rd Avenue, Bungalow number 10, Evelyn Lodge, Asansol, West Bengal, India. Thank you so much, Aruna Kantapal. And so, let's get on to music as I dedicate this one to all of you guys who've been riding to the show. Keep On Keeping On is a track by Sierra Leonean-born Joseph Bangura. And right after that, Sunshine by Nameless of Kenya and Tunga by H2O Asoka of Benin. But to the top right now is going to be Keep On Keeping On, Just Keep Doing What You're Doing. And that is by Joseph Bangura from Sierra Leone.
Brought me to this world, I was chosen. This is the life, what I've chosen. I have no regrets. But crazy people trying to walk over my head and reject you. It doesn't matter where you're coming from, what matters where you're going to. So if you're from Africa, from China, keep on keeping on, keep on keeping on, hey, yeah. Just keep on keeping on. Do what you wanna do, go where you wanna go. Keep on keeping on.
Sticks may break my bones, works never break my heart. You cannot shave a man from his eyes. Stronger in their presence, he will listen to the noise of the market. Will go home with empty hands. It doesn't matter where you're coming from, what matters where you're going to. So if you're from Antilia, Brasilia, Jamaica, do what you do, follow the dream. Hey boy, keep on keeping on. Hey, just keep on.
boy no leu blue dao blue blue de pam no son wa mo glek benu asuka to pa vous les sous son boudo roné ou tout o wa da so we na je nu kon a mo wa wuzu dovo po kwa kwa je na no 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 po ke mi na tu o wen da ku pa no honu awon mo je ado to bu lo mo kon kwa sa mi na ko e de a so we ka in better for mi kon jo do mo ho jo ko fo me bombe wi me wi me lobo no ju ji me a ti gba no gon nu me a ti gbe to mo le ka lo me me yo vi mi to le ne me
to pa mi to le ne me
a mo e de no sanu lo mo no me sanu lo no ke me me fica ko de yon nunde su do na wa so bona te ko mo na ibeto su nu ko ko na do pe pa lo pa mo lo pa mo lo pa mo ko fisa lo bodo jimme
by H2O Asuka of Benin, and before that was Sunshine by Nameless of Kenya, and Keep On Keeping On by Joseph Bangura from Sierra Leone. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America.
VOA.
Welcome back. Africa Survival is our next track, and it's done for us by George Okudi of Uganda. It's hot. Well, with all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.
Dar es Salaam, Kigali, Johannesburg.
Répète-toi, répète-toi, la danse et la musique, Eza de Jésus Christ, Okudi Mwana Kora. Washington DC, hein.
King Jesus of Jerusalem, welcome to Kampala.